Good evening, Radio Laurier. I'm your host, Gabe LaPrenna, and this is Lay Down Laurier.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is Manav Taylor, and I'm here from Manav's Metals Mondays. Check me out.
How you doing, Manav?
Pretty good, Gabe. How you doing?
Pretty good. This episode's going to be a bit different than usual. I'm going through a bit of a cold right now, so my voice sounds a bit different.
Oh, really? I just so happen to be experiencing the same thing. I wonder why.
I feel like there's something going around in the Laurier campus.
I would not be surprised.
Oh. What do you think today's music's going to be?
Today's music is a mishmash of all my friends' music compiled. Not your friends, my friends, Manav Taylor's friends. All of their music compiled into one.
Yep. It's going to be the heaviest episode yet,
yeah.
Or so you've told me.
Yeah. Rah! Okay, guys. In all seriousness, this is a bit.
This is a bit. If you're a longtime listener of either of our shows, you should know I'm not Gabe LaPrenna.
Yeah.
Of Lay Down Laurier. Wait, we have soundboards?
Yeah, I think. I hope they heard that. I hope they heard that. I don't know. I don't know if it was even playing properly. But yeah, no, we do have soundboards. I'm gonna get that figured out for the show. But this is a Lay Down Laurier. Welcome back to all those loyal listeners. You know what this is about. Where cool tunes and chill vibes collide and whatnot. You know, that motto is going to get fixed. Still working on it, guys. Still working on it. We refuse to use ChatGPT in these parts.
Gotta censor that. Give a trigger warning.
Real. Because as you guys know, ChatGPT is the killer of the soul. But anyways, yeah, no, we're going to get that fixed, okay? Because I know I keep using it and I keep saying each show I'm going to fix it next week. Next week's never going to come, guys. Don't you worry. As of right now, it's working. I do have a special guest, Manav.
Hello, I am Manav of Manav's Metal Mondays.
He's the GOAT. Guys, make sure to check him out Monday from 8 to 9. Oh my gosh. For a hot minute, I thought it was 9 to 10. Did you switch it?
No, it's being 8 to 9 because 9 to 10, like I have a bedtime I got to do.
Bro sleeps?
Oh, no, 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 no. I have very important things to do from 9 to about 1 a.m.
League?
Might be League of Legends.
Okay, that's not the...
That's just not it.
Okay, wait, maybe...
There we go. I heard that.
Maybe that one's better. Yeah, no...
League and Val?
You. Oh, wow.
Nasty games.
No,
like an aroma just like came out of the ground, bro.
I will be proudly a League player. I am never going to be a Valorant player.
Brr. But yeah, no. I do have Manav. His show might be one of the most goated shows on here. I definitely recommend if you guys are into alternative music that you guys listen to him. Consistently, guys. If you are a returning listener, thank you very, very much. I appreciate you so much. You don't know how much you mean to me. And if you're a new listener, also thank you so much. You guys mean so much to me. Please come back, or I swear to God, I'll cry myself to sleep tonight. Today's music, like Manav mentioned earlier, is a mesh. Or, well, I guess technically I mentioned it.
Alter Manav,
yeah. It's a mesh of, like, just music, okay? I kind of dared myself to just like go to new extremes, new lengths, new paths, and I got a mishmash of music from all my friends, from all of them, and I put them into one playlist, and I dared myself to make it work. So as you guys heard, that was Tom's Diner by NDA Project. Technically speaking, the original is made by, was it Tori Vega? I think her name was Tori Vega. I can't be too sure. I'm going to be honest with you. It's a song that, like, the beat's catchy. I'm not going to lie. You can't deny that. But I feel like this version's, I guess, version of the song, her voice is a lot, like, nicer. It kind of matches the beat a lot more. And, like, it doesn't sound like jazz. It kind of sounds like, well, it kind of sounds like, trip-hop. Do you know anything about trip-hop?
No, but what I do know about Tom's Diner is that, Gabe, could you go on Fall Out Boy for a second? I'm not going to play the song, but go on Fall Out Boy.
Oh, yeah.
If you go to the beginning, play Tom's Diner first, though, just like the beginning.
We're pulling it up, chat. Chat, we're pulling it up.
Click Sentry.
Sentries, yeah.
That's what I recognize it from.
And so if we pull up Tom's Diner once again. Oh, it's almost as if it's covers and covers and covers. That's what this show's not going to be like, that is the only cover we have on this show. Honestly, guys, huh?
I can change that.
Oh, you could change that?
Yeah, we might.
Oh, yeah, we could low-key change that. But would we? We'll think about it. What's new in the nest, I guess? Because we're supposed to be the Golden Hawks. Go Golden Hawks, I guess. What's new in the nest? This weather still stays bad. And society's falling apart, guys. We're dying. 82 seconds to midnight, by the way, I heard.
82 seconds to midnight. We are 90 seconds before, no?
Something like that. Or no, we were 85. Not good numbers. Leap to 82 in 2 weeks.
That is insane.
Guys, pull your part and protest against these nuclear wars because we are going to annihilate ourselves. Coughing baby versus hydrogen bomb, guys.
It really does feel like that, but if we band together, we might be able to become the hydrogen bomb.
We are the we are the power, is what you're saying?
I might be saying that.
Ooh, wait, that was kind of hard, I'm not going to lie.
We must rise up and band together, because if we don't have each other, we don't have anybody.
It's kind of tough. This week's episode, I hope you guys love it. Not my typical music, but I did make sure that all this music blends or kind of like works together in some way. So
I'm gonna try and throw a wrench into that.
You could try. I hope you guys love today's show because it's really, I guess like these songs are important to a lot of important people in my life. So yeah, this next song is one that definitely kind of already throws a monkey's wrench into it. This is a 212 by Azalea Banks. That was 212 by Azalea Banks and Lazy J. Definitely a pumped up song, you know, especially to get the show started.
Yeah, that was my first time listening to that song. And about halfway through, I started getting, for lack of a better word, pissed off.
A word.
Now, it's a bit hypocritical with this next song that's going to come on because I thought it was kind of like, it just went on and on and on. It was just like, okay, but I mean, it's meant for the club. So, you know, maybe it's just not for me, but that's a word I use to describe music.
Oh, yeah?
PMO.
PMO.
PMO. It PMO'd. I can't lie.
I think, like, once you get into the club and, like, the Alex pumping and so is the adrenaline and you're chilling in there and you're in a crowd of people and it's just like, I was in the 212. You just had to be there, bro.
You know what?
You just had to be there, bro.
Maybe I just had to be there.
How old are you? Maybe don't dox yourself, but are you?
I'm 4 years old. No.
Hi, my name is Carmen Winstead. I am 14 years old. I am just old. Go to reference?
No, I was going with the America's Got Talent. You are the youngest person ever.
Oh!
My name is Yusuf Murasumi. How old are you?
I'm 4 years old.
Yeah!
And then it's golden buzzer. But yeah, no, I mean, like, if you're in the club, once you get there, like, it changes the experience of the song completely. I personally would not just be, like, chilling at home listening to this, but it is something that, like, once you're in the right motive, right situation with the right people, it definitely changes it completely. Like, I've been in the car with some friends listening to this song, and I've been at, like, some random party, and they're just, like, playing the song. And if the vibe's true, you know, if it's pure of heart, rah, you know, if it's fire.
Is that your catchphrase?
If
it's pure of heart, rah.
Low-key, it could be. This next song is supposed to be kind of the same thing.
It's just not at all. No.
Yeah, this is a personal pick from Manav. This is Apple Juice by Gretel. That was Apple Juice by Gretel. You know what it kind of reminded me of, dude?
It kind of reminded me of
somebody you used to know.
Oh, I know what you mean. Whatever. Yeah, yeah.
It like her voice was very similar, I'd say. It's like a weird like pop emo like vibe, I'd say. Like it's like mall emo, you know what I mean? Maybe like not the best way of describing
it.
Mall
emo is fitting.
But it's like the type of music that you hear in like Urban Outfitters when you're just like looking around.
That's really messed up. Wow. Like, I got really excited, and then you said Urban Outfitters, and now I just, like...
Well, it's, like, just something you... Okay.
At least it's
Indigo. It's radio music, dude. It's radio music, dude.
You can't be using radio music as a negative adjective.
No, but we're an alternative radio... We're a student-ran radio station.
I
we're
see
not
what
like,
you mean.
We're one of the alternative ones. We're one of the cool ones, you know?
Ooh, you're saying we're a bit different.
We are different. We're niche, bro. What are you talking about?
I guess we are niche. Hello, niche
are
audience.
Are we niche? You guys are niche. Whoever's listening, you're niche
yeah,
now
you're
because
niche,
you're listening to us.
Go bother Gabe if you've like actually found some good music
yeah.
on this. Like, let him know.
At laydownlaurier25.
Yes. Or
plug the Instagram, laydownlaurier25. Rah.
Because you actually have an Instagram.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what's the lore on this song? Why did you pick this song even though it sounded nothing like the last one?
No, so a bit of a story to tell because I can't really do it on Mono's Metal Mondays. I don't know if you really noticed that song was a bit too heavy for Mono's Metal Mondays,
yeah,
and I didn't want to scare my listeners off.
The people wouldn't get it.
No, they really wouldn't. But I was just sitting in an Indigo, which is ironic that you called it Mall Metal because it was the Indigo at Square One, and I was
I said Mall Emo.
Ooh, mall emo, but I heard it in a mall, so it's like, ooh.
Oh, so it has to be metal.
Yeah, it has to be
because
metal.
It's coming from Mono.
Yeah. Oh,
Mono Metal Mondays
ooh, that's
reference.
Tough, that's tough, that's tough.
Okay, continue. I apologize.
So
I'll act serious now.
I was planning a D&D one shot for my friend group for the cottage we're going to in about a week at that time. And I was just listening. I took my headphones off because I was with a friend and we were just kind of talking and I heard the song. I was like, hold up. This slaps hard. So
it's kind of fire.
Whipped out my phone, just put it on Shazam or whatever music finding software I had. It hit so hard. And this art, I'm not really much of a pop guy. Not that I won't listen to pop because I clearly, this song spoke to me.
Yeah.
And funnily enough, the name of the campaign was based off another song, but I don't think we'll be playing that.
Maybe not.
Maybe not.
We'll see if we have time
at the end.
See, my issues with pop are not necessarily. Remember that conversation we had when we like first first became friends? Remember that one super tough thing I said that was like low-key some tough shit?
Oh, I do. You had a. Did one of us write it down?
I wrote it down.
You
I have it.
Down.
Yeah.
Say it.
Pop music makes the world go around, but it does nothing for it. Rawr! Rawr!
Rawr! Do you have
wait,
an air
wait.
Horn?
I think I do have an air horn.
Wait.
Hold on. Let's see if I have an air horn.
Switch. Oh.
I'm kind of a goat around these parts, you know?
Yep.
I really hope I'm using that properly and that you guys can actually hear that because if not, it'd be kind of embarrassing.
That would be really sad if you couldn't.
But that's just kind of how I feel about it. And it's why I do not like artists like Taylor Swift.
Oh.
Taylor Swift. She's kind of the face of like pop music, in my opinion. And it's not even like from an ethical standpoint, like I don't really like her. It's not even that, but she just doesn't do anything for music in general or the world. And it just kind of like, infuriates me a little bit. And it's why I don't really like her at all. For example, Lana Del Rey, her music, her early music is a lot more pop. And like some of her current music is still pop. And to some people, you might consider it pop. See, like, her music actually has depth to it, and it actually has, like, some intricacy there. It's actually interesting that I brought her up because, and you guys will see in a moment, we kind of have her op on here for tonight. Ethel Kane. This next song, we'll get to that when we get to that, but this next song is by a band from a very, very popular show, low-key. Or, well, one of the lead singers from a very popular show. People I knew before they got famous, actually. I've been listening to them for a while. This is Gloom by Dijo. That was Gloom by DJO. It reminded me a little bit of Tame Impala. I don't know. Like, did you get the same vibe?
I see where you're coming from with the Tame Impala vibes. You know, he's only one guy.
Oh, really?
He's only one guy.
Really?
Yeah, Tame Impala, he's only one guy.
Yeah, I didn't know that. I never would have guessed, you know? Well, this guy isn't one guy. This is like five guys, four guys.
Five guys?
Five guys?
Oh. Ooh.
Shout out Five Guys. Not those five guys, the other five guys.
Five guys.
Doesn't matter. That was Gloom by DJO. Dijon Mustard.
Dijon.
We keep doing that. We can't continue this bit. We're taking up time with this bit. That was Gloom by DJO. Tame Impala reminded me heavily about them. I'm not a big Tame Impala guy. They're like a weird pop, like a weird psychedelic pop rock. And it just sounds a little too superficial for me. But I feel like I do really like DJO. I listened to Roddy by them. I listened to Roddy before like that one song, the other song, You can take the man out the city, but not the city out the man.
Keep going.
I'm back in Chicago. You know what song I'm talking about, right?
Oh, keep going. I don't know what song you're talking
about. Okay, I apologize. Well, I'm not going to keep singing. I feel uncomfortable now.
You should all ask Gabe to do a karaoke episode where he sings for an hour.
No, don't do that. Don't do that.
I would love that.
But yeah, no. We're not doing that, Madhav. Maybe for a special occasion.
Ooh, special occasion, I'm down.
But yeah, no, that was Gloom by Djo. It has a lot more depth than Tame Impala, I'd say. It sounded a lot realer than Tame Impala, at least. That was one of the songs recommended to me by my friends. Again, guys, for those of you guys who are just tuning in, the whole point of this show, or the entire point of today's specific episode, is to try to glue these songs together, because what does 212 have to do with Gloom? Ooh, that was kind of a little rhyme right there. But
was it a rhyme?
Yeah. So I'm just going to try my best here, okay, guys? Please don't hate. Don't send hate mail. This next song, I don't even know the name of. It's in Russian.
If you want to send hate mail, you should send it at...
Lay Down Laurier 25. Ooh, shameless plug.
Shameless plug.
And if you want to send love mail, send it to Mono's Metal Mondays. Do you have an account?
You would send it to my personal account.
So. Oh, we're not going to dox you.
No, it's linked. It's linked.
Oh, it's linked?
You can send it to JHO321123 on Instagram.
Shit, nobody's remembering that.
No one is, but it's on the website.
But yeah, this next song is by Kino, a Russian pop, or not pop. It's like a post-punk
it's
rock.
Music.
It's good music. I don't really know what to describe it as, but it does a good segue for the next couple songs, I guess, or the upcoming songs after this. This is Something in Russian, I Don't Know the Words, by Kino.
Say something. Say something to them.
Guys,
tell the people what they want to hear.
Guys, this is a special, super special, special, special guest appearance of the station manager. wait. We have a sound for that. Oh!
Do you have the sports sounds on right now?
Yes, I do.
That's excellent. Play the Leafs goal horn. Yeah. Remember the days? Are either of you Leafs people?
Not at all. Never even watched.
Never
the
start.
Game.
It's not worth it. Okay. It's so bad right now.
But yeah, no, this is our fabulous station manager, Nate. If any of you guys are looking to get a show on here, please text him or message him. Give him more work. I swear, I'm in here all day, every day, and he's never doing that. No, I'm joking, guys.
This
please
guy's
make
ready
his...
for him to go home.
This guy's ready to get fired. I'm never doing another episode. I'm getting booted.
He is getting booted. For the record. This is never happening again.
But yeah, no. You want to say a couple words to the people, because I think this might be the first. Tell the people what they want
to
hear.
To the people, Piccolo. Not a big fan of the government. Anyone?
40 on 40.
This guy gets it. Yes. That's even better than the original. It's original 30 on 30. You've done it up 10.
I've upped it. No, because we need the extra time.
We're on 40 on 40. This is how much this guy hates the government.
Real. I don't even know what you guys are referencing, but...
Look up not a big fan of the government Piccolo right now. Bring it up on YouTube.
Oh, okay. We're
doing this,
guys.
This is going to be a Radio Laurier first.
Okay, guys. Just wanted to say...
Breaking some music to the people right now.
Just wanted to say that... Guest mode. Okay, just wanted to say that song was something in Russian, I Don't Know the Words, by Kino. It was a post-punk, Soviet punk type of like it's a nice blend between like acoustic and like folk with like a rock, and it was really, really nice. I don't know, I heard it first like a couple months ago, and ever since then I was just like listening to it. I actually saw it because there was this like Russian guy on Instagram, and he kept playing and he kept coming up, and it was always the same song, and it was just like, it was just captivating, you know, the fact that like there's this like whole other genre of punk that you just don't really get to listen to because it's like because of how suppressed it was in like the Soviet Union and stuff. But it was really, really good. Okay, I clicked the wrong button, guys. I know this clip is
this
taking
guy is
a while.
So fired.
Maybe I lied on my maybe
it's
I lied
one.
On my
it's the first one.
The first one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Introducing Grammarly.
Also, they haven't given me headphones, folks.
Oh.
So if
oh.
Today, no, it's okay. There's no headphones around. But I have no idea what I sound. Yes.
Let me speak. No one's stopping you. They need to hear this.
30.
They need to hear this. One thing, I'm not a big fan of the government.
Bruh.
I'm not a big fan of the government.
Bruh.
I'm not a big fan of the government.
Bruh.
I'm not a big fan of the government.
I'm so glad I don't have headphones right now.
I'm
Oh yeah, VeggieTales on the screen. That's Kendrick. What the hell?
Doc? Okay, we're gonna cut it there to avoid copyright.
Like
but
it looked like my LeBraxton figure that I had.
I believe it. It was probably black market, poorly made somewhere.
Based off the new Space Jam movie.
Piccolo has strong opinions on the government.
It was Vegeta.
Vegeta's got strong feelings on the government.
Oh,
I stand with Vegeta.
Perks or something.
I stand with Vegeta.
30 on 30 on 30. We all do. This is Mark Carney is a fake liberal or whatever.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Anyway,
all these politicians suck. Not a real one. Revolution will be spawned by the people and not by the politicians.
There will be no peaceful revolution. War without blood.
That's a song. Manav's referencing, of course, Antivist by Bring Me the Horizon. And that's a song which is very much core slop and also politics slop in that every time I look at the lyrics to that song, I am reminded that it is incredibly unclear exactly who they're mad at. It's not clear whether they're just mad at people who have politics on the internet or like people who get mad at people who have politics. And frankly, given the way Ollie Sykes sometimes is, like, he's sometimes like pro-Palestine, but also sometimes weird and right-wing. Not in an active right-wing way, but in a weird reactionary way. It's just like this
like
guy's
Joe Rogan.
Joe Rogan's actually
on the right.
Yeah, Joe Rogan's a problem.
I mean, Bring Me did write a song about
this is the thing, the one with Under Oath.
Bullet
with my name on it. Yeah, shout out to them. Shout out to Under Oath.
Oh, and I didn't know Ball like that.
Yeah.
Before we continue, there's just one song that needs to get played. I picked the song personally, and it's important that it gets played tonight. My friend's birthday, Aaron, is tomorrow, and he's the D1 Gooner Chud. And I love the guy. And so this next song, huh?
Is he a Chud cell?
No, he's a True cell.
Oh. No, is he a gooner?
He's a true cell chud.
You know what, guys? Maybe he's just a lovely guy, okay? God.
Is this
maybe
the guy who introduced you as D1 Gooner Chud?
No, I love him so much.
All right,
I really hope he's
DJ,
listening
roll
tonight.
The tape.
Okay, I'll just shut up now,
listen
I guess.
Listen to the New Law Dispute album from last year.
Guys.
It's still very good.
This is Goon by Problem Dog. Okay, so that was Goon by Problem Dog.
That was a goon song.
It was a gooner song, but it was real.
No, it was a goon song, not a gooner song.
Okay, but it was real, though.
There's a difference between goon and gooner.
That's true.
I'm holding you to this.
Okay. Okay? I'm sorry.
Gooner, negative adjective. A goon song? That's good. Goon can mean like,
goon.
Goon.
Hey,
you're
goon.
A goon.
Hey, bada bing, bada boom.
You know, or like, you know, the act to goon, but you goon, and that's good, but to be a gooner is bad, you know what I mean? If a song makes you goon, that's good, and if a song makes you a gooner, that's bad.
I don't know, man. All I know is that this song was fire, okay? All I know that, okay, is that it's probably one of the greatest songs that I unironically do really, really like the song. It's actually really, really catchy. And I think that the wording, obviously it's a little silly, but it's like really real at the same time, and it's like, bro, like, man, fuck French class, dude. Like, actually, well, that's what she says. I don't want to learn French.
Oh,
but, okay, no, but like I was saying, unironically, it's a really, really good song, and I actually do listen to it. Like, I know that my tone is kind of
like
sarcastic.
From, like, Quebec.
No, but I actually
that's our entire listener base. Dog.
Oh man,
no, but guys, please check out Problem Dog.
Tabernacle.
Please check out Problem Dog, guys. They're also local. I'm not sure. I'm pretty sure they're local to Toronto, but
that's
local. But they're still they're still in Ontario. They're CanCon and it counts. And I think that they need a lot more listeners, guys. So please check them out. Problem Dog. Okay.
Yeah,
sorry.
A fun window into the behind the scenes at Radio Laurier is that they technically wouldn't count as local for us specifically, because the thing that I tell all of the processors for Radio Laurier is that, like, local, it doesn't have to be literally KW, but it can be anywhere in southern Ontario so long as that place isn't Toronto, because Toronto's doing fine.
Wait, can we play Dear Evangeline?
Should play Dear Evangeline.
And it would
tonight?
Count?
No.
No.
No, they are Brantford. They're Brampton. So yeah, they would count.
Oh, wait. Yeah. So you're telling me we could meet the CanCon rating if I just had like a screamo?
This is the Nate CanCon rating, the Radio Loria CanCon rating. But yeah, if you did screamo and you played Dear Evangeline and you played what is it?
So I low-key just like messed up the music processor's flow right now, and like I kind of just broke our own rules and like.
Nah. No,
they're
going to
email
rules.
Me,
it's
they're going to text me, and they're going to be like, why the hell would you do that? And yeah, I'm just going to get, like, shunned.
You know, like, Negan and Glenn from The Walking
Dead?
Oh,
yeah.
It's over for you, pal.
Oh, is that going to be me? Am I going to be Glenn?
No, you're going to be Negan. I can't explain what I was trying to convey with this. It's.
I thought I was going to just get killed.
No, yeah, you're going
to
be Glenn.
Ready to
you're
going to
be Glenn, pal. Listen here. You're going to be Glenn.
Okay, well, I'm cooked. My eye is cooked. It's all cooked.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know why I hit I don't know why I hit that voice line, but that was Problem Dog, and I apologize for calling them local, but they are technically okay.
No, they can count as local.
They count as local because they're cool and they're not a big band like the Misfits or something.
Like
I don't
Counterparts
know.
Or Silverstein?
I've never heard
Such
of those
Such as Counterparts
guys.
Or Silverstein, who would technically be local by our...
by our standards?
Or Alexis on Fire, noted local small band from St. Catharines.
Yep.
They're still out there grinding.
Guys, I don't know any
Not
of these
Rush,
bands.
Not Rush, though.
I'm a poser.
They're big.
Oh, Rush?
Yeah. Those are... So the bands
I
we
thought,
just
Wait,
are,
I thought Rush
Billy
was niche.
Are they from?
I know they're... I swear...
I feel it might be Hamilton. I don't know.
Wait, what about the Tragically Hip?
They would be local because they're from Kingston.
Oh, wait. Does that mean bands from like, I'm sorry, I don't mean to say this word. Barry would be.
That's Barry Hay?
Yes. I'm afraid Barry would still be local.
Oh, my God. We have so much music that we are supposed to technically. Okay. It doesn't matter. It'll just get pushed for next week. But I do hope we get to the. There's like a specific set of music that I really do hope gets played. So we're just going to. Cut out some of these songs and hopefully nobody notices.
I'm seeing American Teenager getting cut from the playlist right now. And I hope you know.
No.
I'm not going to return.
Actually, I'll keep Ethel Kane because I made a reference to her. I was going to put American Idiot, but what are the rules and regulations based off their lyrics?
They say America.
I'm afraid there is one specific word that we cannot repeat on the airways,
exactly.
And it is the word American.
Oh,
we just can't tolerate that.
It's that word.
Yeah,
the entire
it's
song?
No good.
Respectfully, I played Shame.
Mm-hmm. That's true. That one, it's rough because initially that one was supposed to be reclaimed.
Wait, guys, are we
Serge
joking
Tanky
right now? Wait, guys, I can't tell if you guys are being slash
no,
SRS
we're
or slash
joking.
Serious.
We're making jokes.
Okay, because I can't tell. No, I mean, like, America, it should be a slur. Yeah. But there is an actual slur
in
that song.
There is an actual slur in that song.
No, like
it's America.
Yeah, American. Well,
I was going to play it like, originally right after American Teenager.
I'm 100% sure that there's got to be a clean edit of that song on the internet.
Yo,
like,
gang, I was not going to go find that. I was not doing all that. Ugh.
Yo, Jumpsuit 21 Pilots.
Hey, we got to keep the...
It's only
emo.
Good song that
it's
band
emo.
Has.
Okay, well,
such a lie.
Yeah, and, well, yeah, so is Imagine Dragons emo.
Yep, Imagine Dragons,
okay,
massive
no.
emo band.
I love. Honestly, I would love it if Jordan Fish worked on Imagine Dragons.
That's true. There's a certain, like, there's an extent to which, like, Jordan Fish will pull everything toward, like Celsius degrees zero, and anyone who's already at absolute zero can only be buoyed by that. Like, yeah. it's a rising or a stabilizing tide will bring everything to the mean. He's like a human compressor in that way.
Guys, a quick shout out to Liam from The Morning Show. He's going to be on tomorrow from 10 to 12.
Yeah,
and,
shout out to Liam. I'm going
to
let him in at 10 tomorrow morning.
We used to share the Thursday slot, and he kind of betrayed me, and now he moved.
That's
but,
messed up.
Yeah, just wanted to give him a quick shout out because he was the first guest on the show, and he deserves that respect.
Am I the
second? Like, you're the second Radio Laurier member.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
But I've had other people on here. Sorry, you're not the only
this
one.
This is horrific.
It's okay. No one has been a guest on my show yet. I've just been doing my ramblings.
It's great because I'm like 50% of the time I'm in the room or around, but just not talking.
We're going to get Nate back on the show more often. I feel like...
Oh, I mean, if this show ever happens again, which you're on
a thin ice
here, pal.
Okay, maybe I can save it with one of the next few songs. We're going to play American Teenager because we were talking about... Oh, sorry. Should I censor that?
I'm sorry, Val.
Like, we can't be singing.
There is a beep in the top corner there if you want to.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Teenager by Ethel Kane. Ethel Kane is worse than, I will say, guys, can you tell I'm panicking? Ethel Kane is worse than Lana Del Rey, and I stand by that.
What in the... I can see myself.
Press the buttons.
Okay, wait. I'm muted.
Press the buttons faster.
I did press the buttons.
Press the buttons.
I've pressed the buttons. Okay. So,
you know what that song?
Do your joke.
No, it's not a joke. It's true.
Like, do it.
No. Okay. So like, this song reminds me of this one like Taylor Swift song. It's like, you know the one where it goes like, "Summer after high school when we first met."
Oh. Keep going. Keep going. Come on, Manav. Come on, Manav.
I'm an engineer. Do you feel comfort? Do you feel proud of yourself now? I'm going to pull back the veil here.
You're going to pierce it?
I'm going to pierce this veil here. I'm going to go full Vic Fuentes.
Ooh, close. Ooh, don't want to do the other
You
one.
Almost said
I actually almost, I didn't do, I wasn't going for the other Fuentes. I was going for the drumstick brand, Vic Firth. And I was like, which Vic is it? But then I pronounced it as though I'd had the wrong first name. I wasn't going for the Fuentes, who's an abuser.
And also a racist. And also, wait, are we talking about, we're talking about Nick Fuentes, right?
Oh, no, that also.
I was thinking of Nick Fuentes.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about him.
Oh, no.
He also sucks.
Yo, get a load of this, how old are
anyway,
you?
Anyway, the point is, I hate you, Manav.
Yeah, say goodbye to your show, buddy.
your shows are both canceled.
No,
now,
no, what did I do?
That's very much a Katy Perry song. That's the one that got away.
Yeah, we're and moving to Guelph.
Yeah.
Who's we, buddy?
Your show's getting moved to CKFU? CFUR?
CFU is a weird way of saying it.
We're going to get moved to Brantford, bro.
However that song goes.
We're going to get moved to the Brantford location of Radio Lurie.
Oh, no. We love Brantford. We love
no,
Brantford
yeah, we here. Do love them. Yeah.
We have a Brantford location?
In theory.
What do you mean?
In concept. So, dude, that's what I'm saying. Is because. So.
Yeah. We're looking to expand into having more Brantford volunteers because the Brantford campus has a great podcast studio that is just like on their campus. They just run it. Like the same way that we have one in here in the Waterloo campus where we record or near where we, yeah, we're not on campus. We're proudly not on campus, but like same as there is one in the library in the Waterloo campus in the One Market in Brantford, they've got a great podcast studio.
And does it get used?
And we'd love to get Radio Lauria people in recording in there.
I do agree. I feel like they have the power, especially because I don't think that their campus or like the student life or the student body isn't as wide as ours. So it's easier for them to make a reach and like actually like make noise. And I just like I do really hope that if you guys any of you guys are listening from Brantford, guys, please like shoot Radio Laurier an email and we'll see what we can do. We'll try to get you guys like we'll do so. What I say?
We might. You sound like a gangster.
Hey, well, like I'll make you an offer you can't refuse. Bada bing,
exactly.
Bada boom. Hey,
we'll pull a couple of strings. See if we the people who like
call up Tony.
Yeah, call up Tony. Tony being
Nate.
Me.
Nate. Yeah,
it's always me.
Natoni.
Yeah.
So it depends. Either you are empathetic and you don't give Nate some work and he can just chill out and like do whatever, and you're actually a good person by doing that. Or you can be like easeable and like send him like 1,000 emails, like 1,000,000 emails, just so that he has to get through all of them.
I would love that if someone would send me 1,000,000 emails. That would make my life so much better.
But what you have to do is you have to send him 1,000,000 emails, but like they all have to be the same, except like there has to be one tiny word variation between each of them so that he's required by job position to go through all of them, but they all mean the same thing.
I hope to God.
I feel like he might need 1,000 milligrams of epinephrine after that one.
Yeah,
that's a good
guys.
Dallas
that bit
Cowboys reference.
Yeah,
that
I love the Dallas big fan Cowboys. Of
that. I
yeah,
didn't get the joke.
Win a hit a home run.
Hey, slam dunk.
Go,
I heard there's a touchdown in Dallas.
Oh,
what a touchdown in Dallas must have been from the visiting team.
Nice.
Wait, I have a sound for that.
Nice.
Where's the laugh?
It's pretty good.
I don't think we actually have a laugh track right now because someone replaced all of the default things. We need to reset the defaults.
We have one more. Wait, this is behind the scenes talk. Guys, we're a show. We have to act serious. Please continue about our end of year
marathon.
The end of year marathon. Well, this is something Radio Luria does every year. That will be happening again toward the beginning of April this year. We start at noon or earlier, depending, and then we just parade a nonstop list of hosts through the studio to go for as long as we possibly can. I have no idea what that sound effect was.
It was the air horn.
Excellent. Good stuff. Just see how long we can make it. We usually like.
Dude, I will actually sleep over. If it's.
Is that a threat?
I will actually sleep over just to
overnight
make it.
Overnight
like,
with Gabe, Loper, and yes, Tovar.
I will take like. Wait, when was it?
It's probably going to be around the beginning of April, between the end of class and exams.
So like what I'll do is I'll like stay up super, super late until like 4 a.m.
This sounds healthy.
Extremely. And then Maniv, he'll come down from his room. Yes, I said you, Maniv.
You're getting voluntold.
Yes. All right. He'll come down from his room.
And I will be doing metal karaoke to wake you up.
From four to like.
You guys are the skeleton crew, the graveyard shift.
I might wake you up with a calm, you know, bleeds some no
slight,
more.
Some slight.
My God!
Most out of sync.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And it's not even like a latency thing. You just like started.
No. That was American Teenager by Ethel Kane. If you guys want to hear something about America, listen to American
Stop
Idiot by Green
that
Day.
Word.
I'm sorry. 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 Okay? It's not my fault, okay? Yeah, I'm just so used to it.
It's not my fault. I was raised wrong.
I was raised this way, okay? Society taught me to say okay? Like, it's not my fault. Society. Anyways, but if you do want to listen to a better song that has the word listen to Idiot by Green Day.
I appreciate your commitment to that. So just a peek behind the curtain. Gabe, you did stop talking in the middle of those words. If you're going to mute yourself, you can say the rest of the word.
No.
We don't want you to.
No, it's a value thing.
Okay, that's a value thing.
Oh,
it's a value thing. My sorry, that's a coherent, normal thing to say.
It's an American value thing.
You don't even say it.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Anyways, guys, please listen to...
Anyway, I'm supposed to be in Kitchener.
Oh, I am too.
Waterloo?
No.
What's the difference?
The difference is Kitchener
is...
Oh yeah, let me low-key like lower that. Oh, do you want to keep going? Wait. Do you want to say goodbye to the chat?
Yeah, sure.
Say something nice.
Goodbye, chat.
He said goodbye, chat.
Indeed.
Okay, bye.
Don't
bye,
say
Nate.
That word.
What, America?
Indeed.
Job? Job? Okay, bye, Nate. Thank you for coming. Woohoo! Guys, air horns for Nate. That was his lock off. Okay, bye, Nate.
Peace.
I'll see you tomorrow. See, that was Nate, you guys. That was the lovely, lovely Nate Dawes.
I didn't. Still live?
Yes, we're still live. And the mutes are unmuted. I'm muted now.
I tried to signal this guy to mute me for like 30 seconds.
Yo. You guys should have seen it. Oh, this is such an unserious episode. Okay, this next song, we're low-key just going to do a free-for-all of music just so I can like pick the songs that like need to get played and then like.
I would like to say, after Gabe leaves, if you'd like to stay for a secret Mon of Metal Mondays extra bit, I will be doing that whenever the show ends.
Yeah.
You'll figure out what my D&D campaign was named after.
Wait, Loki, there's a lot of important songs that haven't gotten played yet. This next song is Me Siento Ridiculo by the one and only Finale.
Do you speak Spanish?
Yeah, dude.
Oh, my God.
Please check it out. This is a Spanish punk, and it's really important that you guys listen to it and you guys know more culture. This is Me Siento Ridiculo by Finale. That was Me Siento Ridiculo by Finale. We were... You know, punk music, awesome. Especially Spanish punk music.
Ooh,
it's
I do agree.
It's spicier
with that.
And it's nastier, okay? They do it faster, bro.
This is true. Made straight from a mocajete.
Oh!
Can I say that?
Yeah. He's low key. I'll give you Cuban. You're Cuban.
I'm Cuban?
Yeah. I'm not Cuban.
No, I know you're not.
A Mexican Colombian.
I know you're not. You're Mexican.
Yo, it sounded like just someone just shit.
The ghost of Nate D. Dawes.
But yeah, no, that was Me Siento Ridículo by Finale. Recently got into it. In the break, we were talking about Kanye West and just the fact that he's a Nazi. It's very terrible, especially because he's trying to blame it on his BPD.
Which is, I feel like there's a lot more going on.
Well, what'd you say? What'd you say?
There's a lot more going on with his, like the nitrous gas.
Mm.
Allegedly being inhaling,
You know what I say to Nazis, more specifically Nazi punks?
No such thing.
No. Well,
you can't be punk and a Nazi.
That's true. Do you know what I think about Nazis?
What do you think?
I think they should just fuck off.
This guy fully had the intention to play Nazi punks fuck off, and then he played Senorita. This guy is not real. Nate D. Dawes, smite this man down.
I just hope that my editor, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, keeps that all in, please. It is very important that you keep that all in as it happened, please. It's important to the episode, okay? Please.
Hey. It's me, the editor. Don't worry, Nate. I got you.
We'll do this one more time. We'll do this one more time, okay? We'll do this one more time. Can it still sound hard?
You sound like you're going through, like...
Sorry.
Like you're begging. Do it one more time.
Please, it's my first time. Anyways, you know what I think about Nazis?
No, you haven't said it.
I think that they should just fuck off.
Off, overproduced by Martin Hannett, take 4.
Nazi punks, fuck off.
Dude, that song had like a really,
it's fast,
subdued message. Can you mind saying it one more time what the message of the song was? I just couldn't catch it the first time.
I don't even know the name of it.
What was it?
Something about punks. No, actually, not even punks.
What was it? Emo fascists, please leave?
Something like that.
Something like that. I.
You mean evil human beings who are slightly alternative, please step away from my window?
Oh, that sounds a lot closer, honestly.
I don't know. That was a nuncy. Oh, nuns?
Nuncy.
I mean, they are nonces. Like, nonce.
Oh, what was it again? Goth nonces, please stop being fascist and leave.
Please stop being evil.
Ooh, evil? Yeah, those are synonyms.
Yeah, that was by the Dead Kennedys, actually. One of the greatest punk bands to ever live. I recently have been realizing that I really love fast punk music, and I think that if punk's going to exist, in my opinion, one of the main like things that I look for in a punk song is that it's quick. I really like the electric sound behind it, and I like it's a lot punchier. I'm not a big heavy guy, you know what I mean? I like heavy music.
I'm out.
No!
I'm out.
No, Mondev, come back! Oh, he's leaving. Oh, he's leaving. Oh, he's actually leaving. Oh, he just flipped me off. Oh, he's coming back. It's okay, guys. I just don't like, I'm not like a big heavy guy, you know what I mean? It's not what I look for when I think of punk, you know what I mean? And I mean, like, I do think that heavy noise needs to be in punk, and just, like, in general, it should be there, right? I love it. I'm not gonna never listen to it. I'm just saying that personally, when I look for punk music, I like it fast, like, specifically fast. Like, that's the motives, you know?
It felt like you were just waiting for your ex to come back when you said that. Like, what the fuck?
No, guys.
Like, you sound like, please,
come back, Manav. That was Nazi punks, fuck off. Next song, We'll see whatever the computer decides it is. We're at the whimsy of this computer, okay?
You mean your mouse skills?
No. We'll play Senorita.
Yeah, you've never heard this one before.
No.
Gabe, low-key, that's what our child would listen to.
Low-key, it would be. Sadly, my time has come to an end. On Radio Laurier.
This is the last episode.
This might be the last episode, according to Nate. This might be my last ever episode of all time on Radio Laurier, depending on how Nate sees it. He might fire me. We'll see. We'll find out tomorrow. Thank you guys for tuning in. Please don't leave, because we have a very special secret episode of Monumental Mondays.
It's not really an episode. It's one song. Because, you know, you loyal listeners, I know you listen to the entire show. And if you remember, I played a song. Apple Juice. And I mentioned I was writing a D&D campaign based off a song.
And you guys are going to hear that lore. Sadly, I'm not going to be here for it. Please continue to listen to the show. And we'll take a brief intermission. Just a brief intermission. And we'll be right back. Mono will be right back. Thank you, guys. Please follow Mono. Lay Down Laurier 25. And Mono's, please make sure to listen to his show. But I don't know his Instagram username.
Mono's Middle Mondays, Mondays 8 to 9.
Okay.